Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. Hey, how's it going? My name is Talia Joy, and today we are talking all about intuition. How to activate our intuition, and most importantly, what I really want to say is, what is intuition? I'm going to break down today what exactly intuition is and the absolute key to receiving more guidance. So, funny little fun fact here, I am live on Instagram. Hey, everybody, I decided to record this episode live, which is something I've never done before. This is going to be posted up on the Awakening Her podcast, and it just felt fun. That's the only reason it just felt fun. So, welcome everybody on Instagram. Hello, everybody on the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going this morning? Before I dive into the episode, I've been doing a new little segment for just one episode called My 11 Seconds. And what this is just a little, hey, a little personal update in my life, a little bit more casual before we dive into the content. So for today, My 11 Seconds is something that, again, is just so random, such a little personal update, but I have somehow turned into a dance mom. And I never did dance myself. It's not at all my vibe. I'm like the chill, meditating in nature type of person. But my middle daughter is so gifted and so into dance. I'm actually taking this week off because we are going to a dance competition out of town. She just rocks it. And through going to all of her competitions and having to learn all these crazy buns, dance moms, you know what I'm talking about. It's sparked so much unexpected joy that now I actually love competition season. Even though it's wild and crazy and nothing I ever did growing up, I've learned to really love it for my children. So wish me luck in the next couple of weeks. We have like semifinals and all this stuff. We're traveling and she just rocks it. She's doing like five numbers. Next year she wants to do like a solo and a duo and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, you go girl. She's so gifted. I swear she came out of the womb with like her feet in like second position because it just comes naturally. That's my random 11 seconds. Let me know if you can relate here on Instagram or when you're listening to the show, you can just, you know, come visit me over there. Send me a DM. Let me know, are you the same? Have you somehow become a dance parent or do you understand that world or is it the last thing on your mind? Okay. So today we are talking about intuition. And I have a really exciting offer coming up called Awakened Intuition, and it's a signature program I used to teach. I've run it about five or six times. It's had such amazing results, and we're flipping it up and doing it a little bit different. So if you hear this and are interested, you can check the show notes. You can check my bio on Instagram if you want to join. It's really fun and different. It's a month-long program that is going to be led through a private podcast. So you're going to get all the trainings in audio format, and then there's going to be a live chat thread for community support, but we're going to go through a intuition and third eye activation over a month where you'll get trainings, lots of exercises, meditations, deep dive, and it's going to be so transformative to really help to open your third eye, develop your intuition, get to know your intuitive type and how to actually access it and how to, you know, ask and receive instantly. We're even going to go at the end of the program deeper. We're going to go into psychic activation. We're going to go into meeting your spirit guide, speaking to your spirit team, speaking to ancestors through this intuitive channel. So if that's been something you're, you know, really curious about, I made it super low price compared to a normal 4-week program. It's only $57. So you're going to get at least 2 to 3 episodes per week for the month, plus the live chat where I'm going to be popping in most days, giving you support, answering questions, giving extra exercises. And it's just going to be a really fun way to develop your intuition. So I welcome you into Awakened Intuition. You can check the links all around Instagram. If you're on my email list, you'll get it, I'm sure. And of course, in the show notes. Okay. So Intuition. The thing, one of the biggest misconceptions I think that I hear is that people think that intuition is somehow either only for like gifted people, I'm doing quote unquote, if you can't see me, gifted people or people that somehow have something special that you might not have. And this is the first place I just want to say, every single person is built with an intuitive channel. And by the time you get to be an older soul like you are, you are meant to activate your intuition on deeper levels in this lifetime. That's why you're drawn to it. That's why you've, you know, already been on this path of inquiring. At minimum, you've been inquiring about your intuition. At maximum, I know a lot of you guys are led by your intuition every day. And so this is what is meant to happen in this lifetime. I quickly want to say, my guides just want to say that everybody has an intuitive channel, but when you're a newer soul, it may not come up in this lifetime. So there may be people in your life that will never dive deep into developing their intuition. They'll never, you know, be someone that says like, oh, my intuition was telling me this, whereas you might say that all the time. That's just because they're a younger soul. It doesn't mean they don't have one. It's just kind of not what they're about at this time. It's almost like an 8-year-old or a 13-year-old, some of them probably do, but some of them, if you're like, what does your intuition say? They're kind of like, I don't know, mom, like, what do I do? Because they're not quite, it's not quite developed yet, right? Or it's not what they're interested in. And that's the same for newer souls. So that being said, not everybody will use it in this lifetime, but you will. You already have. You are destined for this path of activating this channel. So the reason why we are all made with an intuition is because this is my perspective, what I see through my channel, what I've come to know to be true. We are a soul having a temporary human experience, and we have these ongoing temporary experiences where we have many lives. But while we are here, we are not just human, we are mostly soul energy. Like even in between all of our cells is space, right? We are mostly made up of energy. A scientist would say that and a mystic would say that. And that's the cool part about all this. I love when spirituality and science actually come together, which is something Joe Dispenza does so well. Anyway, so we are made up of mostly space, and we came here with this intuitive channel so that we can tune into our soul and our sort of, it's not even sort of, our highest life path. Sometimes I need to find the words to describe what I see, to describe the information that comes through. But it's really that this channel that runs through all of us is meant to guide us to our highest outcome. It's meant to guide us through our healing, through our rising, through our transformation. It's here to guide us to that highest plane of existence, the highest form of living in your purpose or what your soul intended for you. It's also a direct, uncut, straight up access to source, God, universe. And that's what I really want to start by talking about and have you really crystal clear understand, which is why I'm so excited to do any intuition education through the podcast, the program, whatever, because it's so important that you know that your intuition is literally the voice of your soul, the voice of spirit. And my perception, what I've come to know to be true, and fun fact, I've been teaching intuition longer than anything else. And I'm going to get a little bit into my story in a second, and one time where it literally saved my life, intuition. We'll get to that in a second. But I've actually been teaching this longer than anything else. This is where I started. I've always been highly sensitive and later learned that that's also my intuitive channel. What was I going to say? Yes, literally, your intuition is access to your soul, spirit team, ancestors, like loved ones in heaven, and then whatever else you want to connect to, as far as like guardian angels, or, you know, if you identify as a starseed and you want to connect to your galactic family, like however far you want to go, it's all the same channel. So the little voice inside that goes like, yes, go there, or like, no, don't touch them with a 10-foot pole, you know, that gut feeling we call it, or something on your heart, that is direct, uncut, straight fucking goods messages, information coming from spirit. So we have to learn how to develop our intuition if we want to fulfill on our highest path, the path of making impact, the path of abundance, the path of living in joy. And really, it all comes down to your personal transformation. Where you've been into where you're going, if you want to fulfill on that, intuition is going to be such a huge part of the journey, which is why you've already been interested in it, why you've already been down this path, because your soul wants to make sure that you come here to do what you came here to do. And some people feel they're here to write books or to be on stages, but under all of that, your soul came here to transform, to remember more of itself, to remember that you're a soul on a spiritual experience and that this reality is so malleable and you really get to create what you want and you really are the creator of your experience and you really do have quote unquote control over how this experience goes. So now that we're kind of covering intuition is the voice of your soul. Intuition is the voice of higher guidance coming from wherever sort of you're directing. So if you're like, God, let me know my next steps, or you're like, spirit team, you know, send me a sign, or Nana in heaven or friend in heaven, like, let me know you're there. Again, all the same channel. So there's different types of intuition, which I'm not going to go into today because it takes a little bit. We will go through that in the very first week of Awakened Intuition so that you can really identify your type. But either way, you know, and I want you to think of a time that a nudge came forward, a time when you knew that intuition was leading you toward or away from something. So if you had this really strong feeling like, I got to go to, you know, art school, or I have to drop out of art school, or I need to go to Japan. I need to spend time there. Or I don't know why, but I need to like take time off and start meditating. Or this person is great for me. This person's not, you know, you get it. I want you to think back to when you've used your intuition or have had a very strong nudge and what it felt like. That's the first place to determine your type, whether I give you the types and you like identify with the type or not. It's your own patterning. So what did it feel like? Did you hear something? Was it goosebumps? Was it like you'd point to like gut feeling like in your belly? Was it something you just knew and you're like, I don't know how I know, but I know, right? Or your kids going like, Mom, you just know shit. Or, you know, friends going like, tell me your feeling on this. These all indicate your intuitive type. So this is a direct, uncut lifeline to your next step. And one thing I really want to say is that the intuition whispers, whereas the ego yells. So the ego is the one, or protection, or the busy mind, or whatever you want to say, it's the one that's like, you can't do that, or F them, or you got to take control, or, you know, if you're going, what's my next step? It's going like logic, pros and cons, let's make a list, let's figure it out. And then it's also avoiding pain, the ego. So it's like, you don't want to do that. People will laugh at you. You don't want to do that. Your mom won't approve, or, you know, whatever it is. That's all ego. Ego is loud and a little bit more like blah, 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 like aggressive, a little bit more dramatic. Whereas intuition is this gentle, subtle voice. And ego is reactionary. Intuition is like grounded and soft and wise. It's got straight wisdom. So it'll say like, go to Japan. Whereas your ego is like, I don't know what I should do. Should I go to Japan? Should I go to here? I don't know. Japan's really expensive. I shouldn't go, right? So even if you're deciding, where am I going to travel this year? And you sit in there, if you have a voice going like, oh, you can't do that, blah, 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 like it feels pros and consy, or like you'll show them and, you know, it feels reactionary. That's the ego. And it's fine. We all have egos. We will until the day we die. And then when we come back as a human again, we'll have another ego. But the intuition is a gentle, soft whisper going, Japan. Or maybe you're trying to decide where to go and you're searching online or you're looking through some sort of travel magazine or a website and you see Japan and it gives you goosebumps. That's that like internal, although it's coming from spirit, but internal like, it's a nudge. It's a woo with, you know, goosebumps up the back of your neck. Or as I said, it's a feeling, it's a knowing, whatever your type is, that's how your intuition comes forward. But the ego, it always feels like it's in your head. The ego is like, oh my God, like I can't even make sense of it. I don't even know what to do. That's all up in the head, right? And that's where we're actually trained to make decisions from. So I'm going to go into a little bit of story time about this on how my intuition literally saved my life. Some of you have heard this story, some of you have not. When I was growing up, I was bullied for my body and it created a lot of insecurities around my body. By the time I was in my 20s, I was in a full-blown eating disorder that I didn't really figure out until being 30-ish. And so when I was in that place of dieting, everybody here, or, you know, maybe you can relate or something else that feels this way. It was all, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? What's the right thing to eat? How can I force my body to lose weight or whatever? It was all force, force, force. And when I hit rock bottom and really acknowledged I could no longer function in the life that I had created for myself, I couldn't go out for meals. My hair was falling out. My skin was shit. I literally created a seizure. I had a seizure one day and I have no medical history of anything like that. And I know it's because my body literally like could not go on. It was like, you're killing me kind of energy. And it just was freaking out inside my nervous system, everything. So I went to eating disorder counseling for over a year, but it was all in the head. And I found it was the same thing as therapy or counseling, which I've gone to forever, where we were talking a lot about like, you know, my mom or my, you know, childhood, my experiences, why I didn't feel good enough about my body. And it was all up here. And after about a year and a half, I was lying to her saying I had eaten when I hadn't. I was out of control, but like going to these sessions and I just acknowledged like, this isn't working. It feels good to talk about it, but I'm actually not getting anywhere. And I had my rock bottom, kitchen floor, fell to the floor, realized I couldn't go on, had a panic attack. There was this whole scene. And I heard, as I was laying on the floor, I heard my inner voice. At that time, it had never been that clear. And my inner voice came in and said, learn to love yourself and the rest will fall into place. And it was so calm and it was so like, phew, like mic drop. And my whole body went calm. And then I started having these thoughts of like, if I truly loved myself, I wouldn't have to be so extreme. I would eat, you know, quote unquote, good food because I was still in the eating disorder in that moment. So I'm still thinking like, but how could I lose weight? And so I remember going, if I loved myself, I wouldn't be binging. I wouldn't be shit talking myself in the mirror. I might work out a little less because at that point I was so obsessive. I was like, but it actually feels like I wouldn't gain a whole bunch of weight. And because again, that's what I was concerned with. And love, like it just hit me. It was like, yeah, like loving myself. So of course in my head, I knew you got to love yourself or self-love cures all, but I never heard it like that. And so my first thought was, holy crap, I believe that. Like if I truly loved myself, I believe I could recover from this eating disorder and get into a place where I felt like I'm doing yoga, I'm eating well, I love myself. So I'm going to be healthy. And that actually felt so much better than what I had been in. So that was the first thought, was like, holy shit, that's good guidance. And then the second thought was like, what was that voice? Hold the phone. And this was now like 15 years ago, but I started realizing, wait a minute, that voice is always there. And that is one of my dominant intuitive types, which is clairaudience, which is literally hearing spirit. So when I'm working with clients, even when I'm recording, I'm always hearing what they want me to say. It's in my, I would say head, but it's not a thought, it's a hearing. I call it my mind's ear. It's in my mind's ear. So from that moment, I started focusing, and this is where I want to go as well, how you can actually start to use your intuition more. So I started focusing on loving myself and intuitive eating. So I'm going to use the example of intuitive eating for this, but you can use it with anything that you want, using your intuition. So I went from an eating disorder where everything, there was nothing intuitive. Everything was like calories and grams and carbs and restriction and self-bullying and all this. And I started asking myself every day, what do I want to eat? What would feel good? And of course, I was terrified. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to end up on the couch with a bag of Doritos and I'm never going to leave, because that's where my head went. And I have clients tell me this mostly back in the day, but I have this come up sometimes where it's like, if I'm acting on my intuition, like I'm just not going to go to work. Like I'm just not going to pay my bills. You know, I'm just not going to go to the dentist. And this is the nuanced part of intuition, is that when you're truly listening to your inner guidance, I'm not going to end up on the couch with Doritos and never go to work and never pay my bills. That actually doesn't feel better. My nose is itchy for a second. That actually doesn't feel better. Your intuition isn't going to lead you to get fired and to stop being, you know, accountable. It's actually going to encourage you probably to pay your bills on time or to create sacred money rituals. But anyway, so I just kept tuning into like, what does my body want? And I grew up eating really well. We lived on a farm. My mom grew veggies. I always grew up eating really well. So I actually kind of reverted back into like, well, you know, like roasted veggies sounds good with some chicken or whatever it was. And I was like, okay. And moment by moment, I'm hungry. I'm like, what does my body want? And I started to notice, and this did take some time because I was so wrapped up in a disorder that I had to unravel some of that. It wasn't just like one day I heard the voice and the next day I was free. It was a progress, a process. And I wish that I had my own awakened intuition program at that time, because I had no idea what I was doing. I literally only knew the word intuition and I knew nothing else. But as I started to tune in, I started to notice that my body sometimes, like most of the time, it actually wanted good food. Good, that's another thing we won't get into here, but I removed any morals from food as part of my recovery. There wasn't good and bad food. So I didn't even say good food at the time, but to try to describe it, what I mean is like healthy food, you know. But then I noticed I also really wanted like chocolate sometimes, but I actually really liked darker chocolate. And I thought, well, who cares? Like, what if I have chocolate every day even? Like, I'm just going to trust my body. So I started doing that. And there were times we'd go out to eat, and sometimes my body wanted a big juicy burger and fries. And other times my body wanted a chicken Caesar or a garden salad or some soup or whatever. That doesn't often want soup. But anyway, but I noticed it was actually not as extreme as I thought. It wasn't candy all day, every day. It wasn't a cake every day. And I used to always say this to my clients as I taught intuitive eating, that if you're eating intuitively and your body's like, oh, I want cake, right? Again, we fear that it's going to be cake every day because that's all I want. If you ate a bunch of cake one day and then you ate a bunch of cake the next day, I want you to really feel me here. And then you ate a bunch of cake the next day, like if not by that point, your body is going to start going like, no, no more cake. Have you ever been to the, like when you're traveling and you're eating out a lot and it's a lot of either like not fast food necessarily, but like quick food or restaurant food, and you just start craving a home cooked meal or you start craving a crunchy salad? I remember even as a kid, even as a teenager, if I ate a lot of like processed food, my body would be like cucumber or like crispy romaine lettuce. You will notice that you find this middle ground with intuition. So to speed up my story and to get to the most important part of listening to your intuition before we wrap up, is I started to be guided in total trust, because you guys, I was at a rock bottom in my life. I did feel like I had nothing to lose. I had drugs, alcohol, eating disorder, seizures, hair falling out, getting so thin, so unhealthy, dizzy spells, passing out at the gym twice a day, handfuls of pills. I'm getting like goosebumps because it is like, it's so raw, it's so vulnerable. It is my literal story, my life. But I would take all these diet pills and I started just like mixing them. I was like so desperate. I remember at some points looking at my hand with all these pills in it and just like, whoa. And some days I'd feel so shaky and my heart would be doing weird things. And this was back in the day, you guys, ephedrine. Does anyone remember ephedrine? Diet pills, caffeine pills. Like I was out of control, chasing to be whatever I thought, skinny, beautiful, whatever it was that I thought I needed to be, I was chasing it. So it took a lot to move out of that. But on that day of the learn to love yourself and the rest will fall into place, I did put down alcohol, drugs, and pills. And I said to myself, never again, not necessarily never again alcohol. I didn't drink for almost 2 years. Now I drink maybe like once or twice a year when it really feels right. The odd time I'm like, ooh, a cold beer on a hot day, that sounds good. But it's just not a part of my life anymore. to me, I think that's an individual journey, no judgment. But I just gave up everything and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going with my intuition and I'm just going to see what my inner guide does. And it was like this experiment. My inner guide also told me to stop exercising so hard because I was in a lot of pain. And I heard very clearly, every time you would normally exercise, do yoga. And at the time, yoga was like way too passive and way too like calm. Like it made me anxious because I had so much anxious energy, but I listened to that too. And I literally found yoga in that time. For 3 months, I didn't hit the gym and go on 10K runs twice a day and lift the weights. It's not that I'm against weightlifting in any way. I think it's really healthy for you, but I was not healthy. So it was not coming from a good place. So I'm going along my life listening to intuition. And I started noticing when I let go of the fear of the extremeness and I just really trusted my intuition, sometimes it led me to chocolate. Sometimes it led me to salads and really like great food. Sometimes I wanted to eat out sometimes, you know, but I noticed that I found this middle ground and I was no longer out of control. And I started coming home to my body and I started literally releasing the eating disorder one day at a time by listening to my intuition. So for you, it might not be eating disorder. For you, it might be the ego that is like the inner critic that makes you anxious or feel like shit about yourself. Or maybe it's decision-making. It's hard to make a decision. It's hard to trust in your decisions. It's hard to know what to do to move forward. Those are all very common things that intuition, I swear, is the actual key to all of this. So I wanted to share that story. And then the last thing I want to talk about for a minute is how to use your intuition. The key, if you're not already, or something you can double down on. It's very simple, but what I really want to say is intuition comes forward in the space, especially as you're beginning, or you've been away from your intuition for a while, or you're just really wanting to access more intuitive guidance, it is found in the space. And what I mean by the space is it is found in stillness, in solitude, in quiet, in just a hot second of space. It doesn't have to be an hour meditation, although do that. If you're a member of On the Path, my private podcast, we have that meditation for calling forward intuitive guidance where you can literally, it sets your whole energy up and then you ask a question to see. You can do it like that, but also like a walk in nature or just taking a minute to shut down all the stimulation. You can put on meditation music or not, and just sitting open, just sitting in, you know, is Japan right for me? Or is this job right? Or what is my next step? And then just creating a little bit of space. Because again, the ego yells and the intuition whispers. You need to learn how to hear the whisper. And it's much easier to hear it when either there's not physical stimulation, like kids going like, mom, what did you do this? Or someone being like, okay, Tuesday with the meeting, like everything goes conscious and it's hard to hear that whisper or sense it or feel it. But when we need help, need guidance, I would suggest getting your energy right as just like a quick overview, meaning if you're feeling really anxious, if you're feeling really scattery, do what you need to kind of maybe calm the nervous system, do a dance, take a walk, have a shower, take a deep, you know, 3 long, slow, deep breaths. Sit in a position that is receptive. I love to have palms up or even palms out. I'm doing it. If you're on Instagram, you can see. And I love to just sit and then just very simply, because the intuition is simple. It's like you're talking to God. And if you were talking to God, you wouldn't have to be like, okay, and then the thing, and then I'm the pros and the cons, and if I do this, but then like nobody sells, like what am I going to do? And my mom thinks, and like God would just be like, okay, what's your question? You know, what, let's cut to the goods, right? So sit there and just say to yourself, you know, what is my next step? A couple things to not ask. Don't ask what's wrong with me. Don't ask like, what am I doing wrong? Don't even ask what's blocking me, because they're showing me right now that like when we ask these questions, it only fuels the wrong end of the stick. The intention is very innocent to want to know what's blocking me, but we need to actually move more into like, what am I already doing right? What can I double down on? What is my next step? I'm open and ready to receive a breakthrough. Those are all in the positive. So I'd really highly recommend asking your intuition questions like that. So if you want to quickly access your intuition on the spot, get your energy centered where you're not all in your head. sit, take a few deep breaths, open receptive position. You could be starfishing on your bed. You could have open palms. Sit and very calmly ask a question and give yourself at least a couple minutes of stillness. You could even be in nature in total quiet, asking a question and then just really focusing as you're slowly walking or whatever on being open. And then watching for, as I said right at the beginning, think of a time you had an intuitive nudge. What was that experience like if you were to write it out? And then look for that again. So maybe it was a knowing, maybe it was a feeling. Again, your intuitive type we're going to uncover in Awakened Intuition. Check out, you know, if that feels right to you, because that will really help, because then you know exactly what to look for. But just think of a time you've had intuition before and be open and receptive for that. The next thing I want to say that Spirit really wants to say as we're here in this episode, my guides are like, you have to share this. It doesn't always come up in that second. So take 100% of the pressure off for it to be this thing where you're like, Spirit, what is my next level? And then they're like, dun, 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 and they descend, and then your whole thing is mapped out and every step is there. It's not always going to happen that way. I can get instant yes and no's. I can get instant guidance like for my clients because they need it now. But when it comes to myself, I find, especially when it's like, what's my next step? Sit in receptive mode. If anything comes through, write it down, note it, please, because intuitive nudges, they leave. And then you're like, what was that thing? Write it down. But then be receptive in the coming hours, in the coming days, in the coming day. Because someone may come into your experience if you're like, what's my next step in my business? And then you keep seeing things about digital courses. And then you get this like tingly feeling. You're like, oh, that's my sign. I need to make a digital course. Or, you know, maybe if it's, is this relationship right? And you don't get anything when you're sitting there, the worst thing you can do is go, oh, it didn't work. Because now instantly you've blocked it off. So just sitting there going, I didn't get guidance here, but I trust that guidance is on the way. This is a way to co-create, you guys. We're co-creating with the universe. We're not demanding. We're not saying like, you better give me an answer now because I'm desperate. Your soul doesn't work that way. It's on the same page as you. Often the guidance needs to come because if it needs to come through other things. You read a thing that it just hits you, or you're in a program and like the training that they're talking about is exactly what you needed to hear. You can't always receive it all in that second. So take off the pressure that you're going to sit in the meditation and everything's going to come forward right there. You will probably hear, sense, feel like love yourself or you're doing a great job, but be very open in the coming days for nudges to come forward, things that make you tingle, things that make you lean in rather than leaning out. And these are the types of things, again, we're going to go through in Awakened Intuition to really teach yes feelings from no feelings, intuition feelings or, you know, voices or whatever from ego, because that's one of the biggest parts is being able to discern. But the key to using your intuition, to receiving more intuition, is to give yourself some space to ask. If you're not asking, you can't receive. It's like a relationship, right? If I'm like to my husband, well, you should have known that I needed that. Like there is a time when he might be like, you have to ask if you expect me to know, right? The universe, I was going to say, doesn't read your mind, but ha, it does. But when we're asking for intuitive guidance, okay, there's so much they want to share today. It's so funny. When we're asking for intuitive guidance, they need to be asked. That's another little hidden rule that people don't usually realize is the universe doesn't just give you unsolicited advice. You have to be asking. They can come in to like literally save your life or a huge place where they're like, don't drive this way. And then you avoid a huge accident. There are times where they can come forward beyond what you're asking is, but they need to ask. You need to ask. If you're not asking, they're sitting around the water cooler of your aura waiting to help you. So start asking. Create a little bit of space, whether you're in nature or you're meditating or you're sitting in a receptive position, write down anything that comes forward, and then be hyper aware as you go through your life and as you look around to the things that make you tingle, to the things that go like, oh my God, that was exactly what I needed to hear. Because you are always being answered. Always being answered. It's just that sometimes we don't know what to look for, or we receive it and we second guess it. So the key is giving yourself some space to actually receive. and then watching in your daily life as those things nudge you. And then the last thing I would say to anyone learning intuition is the quicker you can move forward with trusting it and acting on it and not second guessing it, you will save yourself years. Because I cannot tell you how many people come to me that already are receiving intuition all the time. They might not even realize it, but they are. The problem, in quotes, is that they're second guessing it. Is that they're going like, I can't do that. Like, that sounds terrifying, or that sounds too much, or, you know, is it really that? Like, oh, I'm scared. And that's normal. But you got to learn to act on it and to like fully receive it, trust it, and act on it. That is literally the thing that gets you into being intuitively led, is learning how to identify your type and how it comes across for you, asking, being open and receptive, and then just fucking trusting it. The universe moves fast. They don't want you to have to wait 20 more years for guidance or 20 more years for success. You get to have what you desire, and you get to move in the highest direction. And the intuition, your intuition, is literally the shortcut to what you're desiring. My favorite analogy of intuition is the GPS, the old school GPS. I mean, we now have maps on our phone or whatever, but anyone have like the Garmin GPS in their car? You enter an end destination and it right away starts saying left, right, U-turn, there's construction here, go this direction, avoid this place, you know? And that is your intuition. You set that end destination like, I want to heal. I want to, you know, buy a dream home. I want clarity in my business. I want to know how to make 20K months, whatever it is. You set that between you and source by asking for it. Please show me the path of least resistance toward getting a new car, finding my soulmate, starting a business, making more money, healing my self-worthiness wound. Whatever you want to ask, they want to help you. So really asking for that, and then as it comes forward, trusting it more often, trusting that it is coming straight from your highest self. And the more you get in the groove of like asking, trusting, acting, you start moving forward really quickly. And it will call you through uncomfortable parts, because this life is a growth journey and your soul wants you to have what you desire, but it's going to ask that you grow to it. You grow your way there, which is why you're in self-growth in that world, the books you read, the programs you join. It's self-growth, it's spirituality, it's manifestation, it's personal development, because you deep down already know that it's a growth journey. So trust in that. When it comes up and asks you to do something that's kind of scary, you don't have to take its advice all the time, but when you do, you will move forward quicker. So I hope that this resonates with you. I hope you understand more and more that your intuition is a GPS taking you toward your highest outcome. It'll say left, it'll say right, it'll say no, not there, and it's getting you there the fastest. The other recap from this episode is that everybody has an intuition. And I believe some people are born like literally seeing spirits or talking. There's different levels, different areas of gifts, but everybody has a personal intuition, a personal GPS system, because that is how you're actually built. Every single one of us, we are a human with a spiritual channel and an intuition that can guide us to our highest outcome. And it will say, turn left. It'll say, not here. It'll say, go there. It'll say, take that program. It'll say, don't take that program. And it's our job to learn to listen more and more and more. And that's when we start to move forward a lot faster, collapse timelines, because we're literally listening to source. Like, why would we not take advice from a much higher perspective? A perspective that can see your entire life and lives, what you're here for, what you're meant for, the desires on your heart, and can see the path of least resistance, the path that will end you up in the most magical, magnetic version of yourself. Why would we not listen to that? So intuition is something you have. Intuition is something you can trust. It's just learning. It's like if you got a new computer and someone who is like 80 is going like, this friggin' thing is broken. And you're like, no, you're smashing the keypad, right? This thing doesn't work. These are stupid. And you're like, actually, it works perfectly. You just don't know how to use it. That's what intuition is like. And we as seekers, we as driven seekers are on the path to fine-tuning more and more and more how to actually use this gift that we have within us. It's not that it's broken. We don't need to like stamp the pads being like, you know, get this friggin' thing to work. It's already full throttle, full working and available right now, or right meow, if you want to say it that way. Okay, I hope that this was beneficial for you guys. And if you do want to take this further, Awakened Intuition is going to be so fun, an audio program with live support, you know, episodes dropping a couple times a week, trainings. We're going to go through 4 weeks together to really build your gifts. I've got a lot of new fun exercises as well. You're going to be able to bring into your life, as well as learning your type, opening up even your psychic channel. There's a full third eye activation. So much is in this program. I can't wait to see you there. We start May 18th. I love you. I wish you all the luck. Thank you for joining me on Instagram. This is the first time I've ever done this. It's very fun. And I will see you guys soon on the podcast. If you have not joined me on Instagram, you can come over at Taliyah Joy Manifestation. I will put the link to Awakened Intuition in the show notes, as well as it's on Instagram if anybody's intuition is buzzing them about it. And I will talk to you soon. Okay. Love you guys. Bye. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out, and I'll see you in the next episode.